A day that seemed to start well for Emmanuel Macron as he met supporters in northern France ended in disappointment. By Sunday evening, estimated results showed the French president's centrist bloc failing to secure a majority in the final round of France's parliamentary elections. Some of Macron's top officials and ministers even lost their seats.
This situation represents a risk for our country, given the challenges we have to face both at national and international levels. But we've got to respect this vote and draw the consequences.
There were celebrations at the headquarters of a new left-wing alliance that has emerged as the main opposition. The bloc that includes the far-left, Greens, Communists and Socialists has galvanised voters fed up with Macron's policies.
It's a totally unexpected situation, one never seen before. The derailment of the president's party is absolute, and we have achieved our political goal in less than a month.
Celebrations also for the far right. Marine Le Pen's party projected to win 10 times more seats than it previously held. It's set to become a significant parliamentary force.
You'll be sure to see your ideas on immigration, security and unemployment defended in parliament.
Turnout was low, reflecting an electorate increasingly disillusioned by politics. Fewer than half of those eligible cast ballots. Among those who did, issues including inflation and climate change were on their minds. The projected results are a major setback for President Macron. He wants to forge ahead with his agenda that includes welfare and pension reforms, as well as tax cuts. But to do so, his centrist alliance needs to work with other parties that are unlikely to make the president's life easy.
We'll have to negotiate those missing seats to get a majority. And the only party that seems available for that is the traditional right, the Republican Party, which comes fourth in the number of seats, but enough to produce a majority with Mr. Macron's party. It's a very big surprise because the Republicans did very badly in the presidential election only 2 months ago, and they come out as a kingmaker of the political situation in France.
In 2017, Macron's party won a parliamentary majority in a landslide that enabled the president to push through often controversial reforms, at times in the face of street protests. His second term is already shaping up to be very different. And so is the parliament, more fragmented than ever, but perhaps a more accurate reflection of France's political landscape. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.